So the batteries are recharged or ready to go, and who better to tell us all about what's happening for the rest of the month of October than the superintendent, our great friend, is Dr. Jerry Sanders. How are you today, my friend?
I'm great. We did have a wonderful fall break. Whoever creates that school calendars sure put that fall break just at the right time.
I tell you what, you nailed it. You had a good week, and it's an interesting angle because not everybody has a full fall break. I read something in Indianapolis. There's some schools up there that had 2 weeks of fall break. Okay, whatever right. It is, why do you guys decide a week is a great time instead of just a couple of days?
Well, with all schools, it's just how you slice up the pie, and you know, some schools like to start earlier or start later, or other school corporations like to have a week at fall break, and I try to do a survey of our school staff and parents every so often, and that tends to be what they would like to do. They'd like to have a week at fall break. In November, I'll be surveying our parents again, and before I've asked that question, would you rather have a week at fall break or a week at Thanksgiving or start later? Really just have to pay attention to what, you know, your school community is interested in, and that's what we try to do.
Excellent. And we have a lot of things to do with you this afternoon. Why? Well, it's a busy, busy time out there. Now that we're back and ready to go, well, the fall break did make one adjustment to your calendar. Your school board meeting has shifted. Tell everybody when the next opportunity to get together was going to be.
Sure. Our October school board meeting will be October 23rd. And we pushed it back a week due to fall break. So this week, we'll have time to put together the agenda and the board packet and be prepared for the next Monday, October 23rd. And then we will return to our normal third Monday of the month for a school board meeting. So the November school board meeting will be November 20th.
All right, so write that down in your calendars and get it ready to go. Well, we know you got to get everything ready. It's a busy time of year. Putting together the budget is A, number one on your list. Where are we in that process, and what needs to be completed here before we get to 2024?
Well, we will certainly be taking the budget adoption to the board next Monday night. My assistant superintendent, Matt Irwin, who is a very talented administrator, has put together our budget, which will see a 2.5% increase in the education fund. That is amounts to $19,261.720. And the overall budget is a little over $39.4 million. We were capped in our operation fund by the state legislature at 4%. And the other highlight for the budget would be that we're looking for our tax rate to fall by about 2 cents.
Now, when you move every chess piece around, and we know you have been busy doing that because of your growth and the expansion and everything else out there, is that enough to get you where you need to go? Or do you have to start planning down the road, looking at things perhaps like referendum? How does that fight? And that's a tough question, I know, because of the finances. How does that vision short-term and long-term work?
Well, you do. You have to look out several years in advance, and we try to do that. We're really expecting the budget to be a little tighter next year because of less funding from the state. So you have to factor that in. We're just beginning the bargaining. Actually, we have our first bargaining session tomorrow, and so you have to factor in where you are with your salaries. Most of the education fund is all about staffing salaries and benefits, and so when you have when you it just depends on how many teachers you have retiring, how many new teachers you need because of any increased enrollment. We are looking ahead. We have a new preschool that we're in the design stage for that, and we're hoping to have that finished by the start of the 2025-26 school year. So you have to look ahead and think, well, we're going to double the size of the preschool, so we're going to have more staffing and more utility costs that will be coming to us in the future. So there's a lot of pieces of the puzzle that you have to put together.
Lots and lots of moving parts in a growing and expanding part of the world here in Monroe County up at RBB Schools. Now, you want to know from your students, your parents, and your staff. You're giving them a survey on how things are going. What are you trying to learn from this survey, and who? Well, it sounds like everybody's going to get it.
Right. We did a survey, I think it was fall of 2019 for part of our Ready Schools planning stage, and that was really very helpful. It really helped define our new mission, vision and mission statement, and helped us to rebrand Edgewood Schools. And so I'm looking for that same type of information. With this particular survey, we're going to look at how well Edgewood Schools are creating a safe, supportive, and collaborative culture. And so we'll take the data that we get from surveying students, parents, staff, and look at what we're doing well and look at what we can do better. And we're getting into a process where we want to define who we are as Edgewood Schools. We want to define what an Edgewood graduate looks like, and then be able to either prove that we're doing what we say we're doing or improve it. And so we're just beginning that process. We'll be having some other surveys that will be coming out periodically. And we have such a great school community, wonderful students, parents, and staff, and we want to hear from them. And we just hope everybody will participate. We have the emails that are going out today and tomorrow, and we'll be asking the parents to do a survey for each school that their child is in. And I know that's going to be a lot of work on the parents' part, but we want this data to be by each school, so we know how each school is doing in these areas.
Yeah, it's very important. And I think the folks that get these surveys will want that information to get there, because it just helps everybody in a positive way moving forward. The voice you hear is Dr. Jerry Sanders. He is the superintendent at the RBB Schools. And, well, you've been busy in the classroom, you've been busy in the administrative building, and you've been busy on the band and the athletics fields as well. Running and cross country has been great. Volleyball season, tough end there on that sectional against our friends over at Northview. Hoof and Talon winners on the weekend. And, yeah, still plenty of action to go with the Marching Mustangs.
Oh, looking forward to that. Every show, every performance they do, it's so fun to watch, because at the beginning of the season, you see parts of their program. And with each new show, you see where they add something new. Even when they get to the state finals, you'll see something that you haven't seen before. And so that's exciting. So this Friday, we'll defend our championship with the Bands of America. So we'll be performing at Lucas Oil Stadium this Friday, October 20th. And then Saturday, they'll be performing at Decatur Central High School as part of the semi-state competition. And that will also be the beginning of defending our state championship. And then if they progress out of Friday's Band of America contest, then Saturday night they'll have to go back up and perform again at Lucas Oil Stadium. So our kids are going to be very, very busy Friday and Saturday, and we're excited about that.
Did they spend their entire fall break practicing?
Band students, start almost before the start, the end of the last school year.
Yeah, they just nonstop.
They are just. I mean, school's out and they're starting and working at it, and they work so hard. I had a parent today who was complimenting our band director, Aaron Wells, and about how hard he motivates our students to work, and it definitely pays off, and they're just fun to watch.
I had a chance on Saturday to raise some money for our friends at the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, and they had the Edgewood Jazz Quartet, the former students of the Edgewood Jazz program, performed that night. So we had a great time listening to their music. Absolutely. And we will, you'll be on our airwaves Friday night. Sectional football opens. I know you'll leave the Hoof and Talon Trophy in the gymnasium. It did not leave the premises this year. That's always great. Edgewood in Jennings County. We had a little bit of a drive over there to North Vernon.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit.
Starting at 7:30. That's right. Keep winning, and it's another opportunity for Scott Fisher and this group to grow. And again, this season with injuries and everything else, it's not always about wins and losses. How happy are you with the direction of the way the program is moving?
Oh my goodness! The wins and losses. Of course, you want to win every game you participate in. That's just human nature. But I tell you, I've never seen more excitement about a football program than I have this year under Scott Fisher's leadership. We are very lucky to have a coach like Coach Fisher. I could go on and on about the very interesting and exciting things that he's included this year. I remember one night I was calling him about a game, and he said that he was headed over to the junior high to call seventh graders to try to motivate them to be part of the football team. We had a freshman team that we haven't had. For the eighth graders going into high school, he has similar to like a college signing day where you get your picture taken with the coach and with your parents, and just things like that, taking the boys down to the elementary schools and greeting them in the morning. He's doing all the right things to build a foundation for a football program. So we're excited about the future.
And exciting times as well. That's what building looks like. It's you don't put the roof on right first. You got to build the foundation and the floor, then you frame it, then you work that way. So I know it doesn't always happen as quickly as everybody would like, but sometimes you have to be well, patient.
Coach Fisher is a go get 'em type of coach, and I have some other staff here at RBB that. And I always give them my Rome wasn't built in a day speech because sometimes they'll burn themselves out trying to build success too quickly. And I gave that speech to Scott, and he's really building that foundation, a strong foundation.
Yep, gotta water the plant, gotta feed the plant, gotta wait for it to grow. And what's the old saying? Lord, give me patience and hurry up. Right. That's just
right.
Well, Dr. Sanders, we always appreciate your time. The meeting will be next week. The school board meeting on the 23rd. What time does everything get started there over at the new administrative building?
Yeah, 6:00.
Perfect. So anybody would like to get involved there. And one last thing before we let you go. I think I saw this on social media today or yesterday or around here. Did you have a raising money through dodgeball? Did I see that right? Dodge and donate at the junior high school. You guys raised almost $13,000.
Oh, the kids and staff, they just have so much fun with that event. It's just really cool to see teachers and students work together and raise some money and have fun doing it. So very, very proud of our junior high as well as all the other schools.
Outstanding. And that's a lot of money. And the pictures are great. You can see them at RBB Edgewood Schools. Check it out on Facebook. That's where I go to stay in the loop. And I get to talk to Dr. Sanders once a month. We'll get caught up in November, buddy. So bring your best Thanksgiving recipes, okay?
I will do.
Thanks, Jerry.
Good evening, everybody.